USA News, I'm John Schaefer. TMZ is reporting actress Raquel Welch is dead at the age of 82. According to her family, she died this morning after a brief illness. Welch is known for her roles in Fantastic Voyage and 1 Million Years B.C. The 19-year-old gunman who carried out a deadly mass shooting at a Buffalo supermarket last year has been sentenced to life in prison. Erie County Judge Susan Egan.
You will never see the light of day as a free man ever again.
Before the sentence was read, as a victim's sister was speaking, shooter Peyton Gendron was rushed by a man in the courtroom.
You don't know a damn thing about black people. We love our kids. We never go in no neighborhoods and take people out.
He was held back by authorities, and the defendant was taken out of the courtroom. The MSU shooter was not supposed to have a gun.
The shooter, who walked into two buildings unopposed and gunned down students on Michigan State University's campus Monday, had previously pled guilty to a gun charge and was not allowed to carry a firearm as instructed by the Lansing, Michigan court system. A June 2019 arrest found Anthony McRae had a concealed .380 semi-automatic handgun and extra clip in his possession, a felony since McRae did not have a concealed weapon permit. Michigan prosecutors lowered the charge to a misdemeanor, and the shooter served 18 months of probation. I'm Lance Pry.
A new poll from Monmouth University shows that Americans seem skeptical of the benefits of artificial intelligence. Just 9% of those polled believe AI's impact on society will do more good than harm. 41% feel AI will harm society overall. More than half of those surveyed said they are very or somewhat worried that technology could pose a risk to the human race. And greenhouse emissions in the U.S. saw a spike in 2021. The Environmental Protection Agency report says emissions rose over 5% from the year before. This is USA News.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV just removed Newsmax. Now you can't watch Newsmax on DirecTV or UVerse. With OAN gone last year, that's two conservative channels removed in the past year alone. Newsmax is the fourth highest-rated cable news channel, with great programs from Greg Kelly, Greta Van Susteren, and Rob Schmidt. Now millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. President Trump, Mike Huckabee, John Voight, Sarah Palin, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, and many more are demanding that Newsmax be returned to DirecTV. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now and let them know you want Newsmax. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you're not a DirecTV subscriber but support Newsmax and free speech, call 877-NEWSMAX to show your support. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He urges you to stand up for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.
Sarah Palin, the former governor of Alaska and one-time Republican vice presidential nominee, is urging Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to stay in Florida and sit out the 2024 Republican primary race.
Everybody I speak with in Florida, they all love him. And he does set the tone for, I'd say, every other governor in the nation. I think he's our best governor. And he should stay governor for a bit longer.
Speaking on Newsmax, Palin said she gives anyone who wants to challenge Donald Trump in the primary a lot of credit, but says his vision and record can't be beat. The skies have been clear of any flying objects recently. That's according to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. Crews are still working to retrieve debris from three objects that were downed in the U.S. and Canada over the weekend. Operators of KFC say they're paring down menus nationwide to help maintain efficiency for kitchen staff and make ordering easier. Wings, popcorn chicken, chocolate chip cookies, and Nashville hot sauce are among the products that are being cut. The menu change is currently being introduced across the U.S. Make-A-Wish America getting a massive donation from basketball great Michael Jordan. He donated $10 million to the foundation. Jordan said he's been a partner with Make-A-Wish for more than three decades. It's being described as the largest individual donation in Make-A-Wish history. And the U.S. is set to host a World Cup event for the first time in two decades. Minnesota will hold a World Cup cross-country ski event next February. Three-time Olympic medalist Jesse Diggins says this is America's chance to show off its passion for cross-country skiing. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.